Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
We all have moments of reflection that happen. My family, since 1972, has continued to return every year, or some of us, if not all of us, to a little camp in Northern California named Mount Hermon Christian Conference Center, not far from Santa Cruz. I know the redwood trails of Mount Hermon, as well as you know the streets in the neighborhood where you live. We have been there now almost 30 years, sometime more than once a year. Some of those redwood trees have, not my initials carved in them, but my memories are carved in them. By some of those trees, I have had times with God that have been so meaningful, I would not even attempt to describe to you what that was like. It was by some of those trees the Lord has reproved and rebuked me. It's by some of those trees the Lord has revealed His will to me. By some of those trees the Lord has reassured and renewed and encouraged me. When I return there, I have a flashback, much like you veterans will have when you go back to the place of battle, which is now a place of peace. We watched our veterans return to Normandy, and you'll remember the moving scenes on your television when grown men, now with shocks of white hair across their scalp, reflected back to when they were much younger and the bombs were bursting and the crack of the rifle could be heard all around. And if you look closely, you'll see tears running down their faces. Why? Because they're remembering. They've been here before. This is all about taking God seriously. Let me tell you what I mean. Not too many days ago, I spent a very delightful evening with a couple I had not been with that much before. I found out that among their five children, three have been adopted from Russia while teenagers. The most recent one was a brother of one of the daughters they had already adopted, and the brother had been adopted 5 months ago, age 16. I'm going to give all of you parents just a moment to give thanks. You're not those parents. I know that what you're thinking, though you look awfully innocent right now. These parents have adopted three of their five children from Russia. The last one was a boy that had been living on the street. His mother had died, a pathetic alcoholic. His father had sold everything in the house, including the blankets to stay warm, to buy vodka. Both of them hopeless alcoholics. Father was a man of neglect, abuse, and violence. The boy had been surviving on the streets of Moscow for the last 5 years. 5 years. Everything he knows, he's learned on the street. Arguments are solved with your fist or with your mouth. Authority means nothing. What you need, you steal. If you hope to survive, you run in gangs. That was his lifestyle until he was adopted. These loving Christian parents have taken the boy into their home, and he's just beginning to learn English. I asked the parents what life was like, the things they could share with me, if they didn't mind. They said, well, one of the major things we're working on is that he learns to take his parents seriously.
Taking God seriously is an attitude toward God Himself. It's not only having a heart that's sensitive toward God, it's an inner craving to know Him, listen to Him, and walk humbly with Him. Do you hunger and thirst after God?
This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada.
The original message, From Eagle's Wings to Hornet's Stings, was copyrighted in 2000, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2011 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.